Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz thump the Los Angeles Lakers. Isn't it boring when your rival's not even any good anymore, so you don't even, like, really enjoy beating them? It was a dominating performance in complete control. We will talk about some of the bright spots and a really emotional night as well here at the arena. It's all coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by The Store at 6200 South and 20th East. Thanks very much to the crew over at The Store. I might have to stop by. Oh, no, I'm skiing somewhere else tomorrow. I was going to go ski the Cottonwoods, but it's too late a game, so I'm going to ski over in my neck of the woods. I need to go back over to The Store. I need some more
ice cream, or
candies, and fun stuff and all that kind of stuff. So, anyway, it's at The Store, 6200 South, 20th East. Let's start with the heartwarming part of the night. So this was Autism Night. You can text Jazz Donate to 44321, 44321 to donate. In the third quarter, the Jazz and Vivint Cares, or Vivint's charity branch, who are very involved in autism, donated $1.2 million to the autism community, which was quite something. The commercial, or the breaks tonight, almost all had Joe Ingles and Renee Ingles telling stories about their son, Jacob. Five different Jazz players wore custom shoes that were made in honor of Jacob. Some of them switched out of them at halftime because I think they're going to auction them off. So really, and then Joe was brilliant. Like, the cool part of the end of the story was that Joe was great. And there were some really emotional moments at the end where Quinn, who's been, Joe was really revealing today about how incredible Quinn's been to him through this process and supporting him in the process. And they had a big embrace. And then Joe checked out one rebound short of a triple-double, and that led to some shenanigans. But just your overall feeling on the night, Ron.
Well, the whole night was just totally awesome. The way it started off, and I was unaware that those guys that had, six of them, had specially made shoes, and they really looked nice. I think it's something that you would play in, but then it was something that you might put in a trophy case, you know, because I think that would be something very, very special. And then the ball game was just a ball game to me tonight. I mean, it wasn't anything exciting about it. LeBron James wasn't here. You expect to win, just about how much. And the score really didn't matter there as well, as long as you win the ball game.
Jazz led by double figures in the final 22 minutes, or maybe even long, about 22 minutes of this game. So this game was not close. I did think there were some moments tonight, Ron, where I thought we were pretty good. Like, we came in and, you know, we'd run a pick and roll with one guy, and then all of a sudden the next play down you're running a completely different pick and roll with two other guys, and the Lakers just they were playing without Ingram, without Ball, without LeBron, without Jason Hart, without probably somebody else.
Yeah, some pretty good pieces.
So they were pretty limited, and they finished the night as the South Bay Lakers. But I thought that was still just – there were impressive sequences tonight.
It really was. And there were some guys on the Lakers now that looked very good. I mean, they were playing probably as hard as they can play, they were as good as they could be, put it that way, tonight. And there were some bright spots for them. But I didn't expect the Jazz to lose control of this basketball game at all.
Jazz never trailed tonight and took over. On the floor, let's talk about Joe Ingles. 14 assists tonight.
14 assists, and they were beautiful. I mean, lobs, passes off screens, and setting Rudy up, set Derek Favors up for dunks. I mean, he's just – we talked about earlier, David, about the most important player on this team, and I really think it's Joe Ingles.
The message before the game to the players was this is a matchup of Jazz structured – organized, you know, game plan basketball versus one-on-one backyard basketball, and the Jazz won that battle.
Yeah, and I think the Jazz will win that battle every night, unless you're playing like the Golden State Warriors, where you got four or five guys that play that way. Less talented teams, Jazz to just pick them apart, something like that. As long as they don't get, as Quinn Snyder would like to say, just don't get ahead of yourself and start playing like your opponents are playing like that. Stick with your game plan and get the job done. The game plan for whatever the Jazz put together is so important to the success of this basketball team. And as long as they stick with it, and work very hard. They get the shots that they want. I'm talking about offensively. Defensively, it's usually always pretty good.
Jazz really shot chart tonight was amazing. They took 46% of their shots at the rim. I mean, they just have this thing figured out. They're going to the rim with Rudy or Faves rolling, and if you don't bring help, they're getting the ball and dunking. And it's just so simple. And then if you do bring help, we're kicking it out to the corner to hit a corner three. And if you can get to all those things, congratulations. We'll try to have to rotate to something else, and you got us. But it's if you're not dropping the big in a way that cuts off the roll guy and you have to bring help, the Jazz are going to torch you.
You know what's fascinating is that before a ball game, you can probably just pencil in the number of threes and the number of three-point shot attempts the Jazz are going to take. And you will not be off no more than two. Because it's just, I don't know, it's the way their offense is structured. The same guys take almost the same amount of threes per game. And they get those open looks tonight, 10 for 32. The Jazz are averaging 11, just a little over 11, and 34 attempts a ball game. So it's pretty much going to be right there in the ballpark. It's something similar to if Rudy Gobert is shooting 67% there from the free throw line this year. If you look at his career average, it's somewhere around 67%. No different.
Two good.
But that's not the case with Rudy. Let's
two good pickups from our people chiming in. One is JaVale McGee did seem to go find Rudy Gobert after the game and ask for his jersey.
Did he really?
And they said kind of you saw Rudy signal, hey, we'll do it after behind. And then the other thing was that Joe did seem fine with getting pulled one rebound short of a triple-double. And at one point the bench was kind of saying to Quinn, like, put him back in. And Quinn was like, we don't do that. We don't do that. So that was clear. I think that was left over from the Devin Booker game. All right, that wraps us up. Jazz in control. We're here Friday against Washington, Monday against Charlotte, and then we go to Phoenix.
Sacramento.
And then Sacramento here. It's a good one. Then we go back to L.A. to get these Lakers, who will probably LeBron would, I would assume, play in that one. So you probably have to be a lot better than you were tonight. And then we'll come back for a big one against Denver and wrap it up against the Clippers and see where we finish. Have a good one.